Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond. I'm trying to start the show a little differently every time so that we don't get bored with the same type of introduction. So how's everybody? It's Thursday. It's almost the weekend. And has anybody got their Christmas shopping done yet? I mean, really, I know some people are like really, really, really early. Get it all done before Thanksgiving or just after Thanksgiving. But we have how much time do we have? Sue, we have like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, only 2 weeks to Christmas. So are you ready? Now, some of you don't celebrate Christmas, and those who celebrate Hanukkah, happy, have a wonderful Hanukkah season. And I'm trying to think, when does Hanukkah actually start? I think it began on the 6th. So for 8 days of Hanukkah, goes through the 14th. And the thing about Hanukkah, I always loved, I have a lot of Jewish friends, and it was latkes. Latkes. Oh, yeah, potato pancakes, but they're latkes. There's a difference, you know, with the onion and the layered and the, ooh, okay, I'm missing my latkes. Okay, so how's everybody today? So we're going to talk about dead people. I call it soul family. And the reason I got to the soul family idea is I was reading an article the other day, and I knew about this, and I realized this from all the years of studying this metaphysical, spiritual stuff, that actually really who is communicating you from the non-physical world is members of your soul family. Now, they could have been relatives of just past or somebody that you've lived with in a past life, maybe your soulmate that's still there, your twin flame that's still there. So that's who you're trying to communicate with. So it's not necessarily, and sometimes they're spirit guides, your spirit guide, but they're your spirit guide because you spent lifetimes with them, and they, you know, it could be your great-grandmother. You know, I don't know. Depends on you, right? So I have a bunch of callers. So we're going to jump into it. But I have an article I want to cover, depending on the calls and the time and all that sort of thing. I found this, asktheangels.com. It's a website, askangels.com. And it was on 10 signs from deceased ones. So I thought that, okay, well, we can go through that because people wonder, well, how do they communicate with us? And this, that was an interesting article, and I agree with a lot of it, and we'll get into it a little bit, depending on the time. And where we can do it between calls, I don't know. We'll figure out something here. We'll have some fun, accomplish some things today that I think, geez, today's been crazy here. I have a website, which is called themessenger.org. And I want you to go there. I'll give you the title, and it's a magazine I've taken over, and I kind of let it lapse for the last month or so because I was upgrading my computer system and getting a new one and had to find out, and I lost my password kind of thing didn't work, and it was kind of crazy, so I had to talk to my hosting company, which is GoDaddy today, to try to get back into the administrative part of the website. So I accomplished all that. And I might just make some more big changes on it soon because I want to make it more of about me. But there's some great articles, and you can donate to the show there because there's a donate button. So you can go there and read some articles and have some daily quotes and quotes that come up on a daily basis. If you want to read some quotes on a daily basis, and I'm going to start posting more articles. Not a resolved my software kind of log on, whatever you call it, issue. So let me take some calls. And we'll go through them. I got a lot of callers on the line, so we'll try to answer your questions, but I do need to move along, and I don't want to let anybody off the hook. So, yeah, you people have been holding a while. My goodness. So it's a 920 numbers first, and then a 562, and it looks like a 608 number has been holding a long time. That's a, well, 608 and 562 are pretty close at the same time, and then I got a 305, so I'm going to go, if you're beyond that one, if I haven't called your area code out or your name out, I will get to you. But be patient or come back in. It's your choice. Always your choice. Hello.
Hi, George. This is Penny calling from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, huh? Wisconsin?
Yes. Yep.
It's very you're very nasally in Wisconsin. You know that.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Yeah, it's like Chicago's that same way, right? But you're close to Chicago, even though you don't like to believe that. It's like this other world, which we don't accept those people in Wisconsin. So are you close to Green Bay?
Yes, I am, actually.
Ooh, okay. Well, I won't hold that against you.
Thank you.
I'm a Seahawks fan, Seattle, and you guys, that's been a kind of like a weird little rivalry in the last few years.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Benny?
Well, George, I've met somebody recently, and I'm starting to feel that I'm feeling.
You got feelings.
Yes, I have feelings, and I'm starting to really like this guy, and I'm just wondering if this is somebody that will be in my life long-term or what messages you are getting around this gentleman.
Okay, does he have a first name or a first initial?
Ted is his first name.
Ted. Okay. Now, as you said, as you know, I'm trying to get messages from you that it's your soul family. It could be a dead person, great-grandmother, no, that's a male figure. It's not a female figure. Okay? So I was told earlier before I got on the show, Spirit's telling me there's a whole bunch of people want to come through and talk to people. So maybe this is one of them today. Great male figure, father side of the family, probably a couple generations. I don't know. Is your grandfather still alive? It feels like a great grandfather type of person. It doesn't feel like a grandfather. I had this weird icky when I said grandfather. Great grandfather. Okay.
Okay.
Very, very proud man. Very proud man. He was a very proud man, or is a very proud man. You know, I hear this weird expression for you, and I know it relates to the person you're talking about, but I give it to you. Don't lower your expectations, or don't get discouraged, but don't lower your expectations as to the relationship. I know that's kind of a weird way of putting it, but that's how I hear it. Don't lower your expectations. So it feels like it's going to go all the way. I guess that's a good way of putting it. Wherever you want to take it. It has the possibilities of doing that. Yes. The answer is yes, but by not lowering your expectation, I think the message is, yeah, you can believe it being whatever you want it to be. Okay? It has that destiny ring to it is what I hear. Hope I'm right. But it feels good. It feels good. But he has an issue, I hear. He has an issue, and the issue is, this is funny, he may have to be pushed a little bit to the altar if you want to get married, okay?
Okay.
It's not a huge issue, but, you know, I see him being pushed a little bit, so don't get discouraged by that, okay? Don't lower your expectations, or don't put off, just stay with it, basically. That's the downside. He's a little hesitant about it for some reason. I think really has more to do with the fear of responsibility. That's what most men do. A lot of men have, right?
Okay. I know he's going through a lot, so I know he wants to take things slow, which I'm fine with, but
yeah, well, see, that's why it's a little. It's going to take a little prompting, is basically what I'm trying to tell you. A little work on your part. Loving guidance to the place where you want it to be. See, you're in control here. You're in control. Believe it or not, you don't think he may not think that, but you are.
I don't
know
that, no.
Yeah, you will be. You'll be in control of where it's going. Okay.
Okay.
Wear
the pants.
Short pants, sort maybe, of. But not short pants.
Okay.
But no, but what it feels like, it's more of an energy about him being willing to go there because there's certain things in his life that he doesn't want to put a lot of energy into. Okay?
Is this one of them?
Yeah, like making plans for that sort of thing and doing all the plans and all that stuff. Nah, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're going to make it sound like his idea, but he'll get there. He'll get there. Don't lower your expectations about this relationship is what your great-grandfather said to you. If that makes sense to you. Or don't
kind
get
of.
Discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. And it's like, you know, he'll get there. He'll get there. And again, back to that, I see somebody being pushed up the aisle a little bit. Whatever your outcome is, up the aisle could be, you know, a committed relationship. Okay?
Okay.
I think he wants to get married in his own time.
Okay,
he does want to get married in his own time. That's kind of frustrating for women because men seems mm-hmm. their men's own time is forever, it seems like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll get there. I, and I, I get there's a ring in your future. So if you want to get married, there's a ring in your future.
Wow.
You ready for it?
So
no, you're not there. You're not ready for it, but you will be.
I'm not ready yet, but I will be.
You will be. Well, we won't get into time frames, but you will be. When you're ready, you'll be ready. And so will he.
Hmm.
When you're ready, he's ready.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Excellent. Will do. Thank you, George. Appreciate your time.
And don't root for the Packers this year. We don't need. They don't need any more help. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.
Ooh, I got the Packer fan. You know, I like football. I like baseball. I like baseball more than football, but that's my own little thing. Okay, so I have 5-6-2, and somebody went away, or they came back, or, 6-0-8. Okay, 5-6-2, and then 6-0-8. Okay, and then 3-0-5, and then 5-1-2. And if you keep going away, I'll never get to you. Okay, 5-6-2. That sounds like a familiar number to me. 5-6-2. Hello?
Hi, yes. I spoke with you before, but about something else.
But do you have a name?
Yes, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne. So what's going on, Yvonne?
I have a love question as well. I just wanted to know about me and John. What do the spirits have to say about that?
Okay, well, let's see what your relatives have to say about that. It's your soul family. It's not some spirit guide or angel out there. It's somebody that's related to you at some level that no, it's not really related to you in the full sense of the word related to, because it feels like a friend of the family, like a grandmother friend of the family kind of thing, okay? Somebody that knew you when you were little, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Somebody that knew you and she was elderly when you were little, okay?
Okay.
But knows it and still watches you, still watches you. So what's the specific question for her? Wish I got more names, but I don't. But I see her picture as clear as bells. I see her, but that's all right.
I just want to know about me and John, our relationship. Is it good or bad?
You know, the word I get is turmoil. Turmoil. Not that it can't be solved, but it's turmoil. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like rough waters. It's kind of tough at times, right?
Yes.
Okay. Will it smooth out? Yes. What can you do? Nothing. Just be love. Just be love. I see the energy's about him and him kind of coming around and wanting to make peace. Okay? That's what I get. And I don't get you can do much other than don't initiate conflict is what I hear for you. Don't initiate conflict. Or don't let him push your buttons into conflict. It feels like his energy is like he can get you going, right? Can push those buttons.
Yeah.
And so you can't let him do that. You can't let him play that game with you.
Okay.
Once he knows he can't play that game, he'll come around more in the sense of be more peaceful.
Okay.
He gets some juice off of that. He gets some excitement off of pushing your buttons, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
No, don't let him do it anymore. He'll come around, but don't let him do it. That's the turbulence I get is him just kind of causing conflict, and don't let him do it because you'll get into a better place, and basically you like the last caller, you'll get to wear the pants in the family soon.
Oh, okay.
Men are easy that way, you know. Men are funny because we act like we're all tough and brave and stuff, and we're running everything, but not running anything actually. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Women basically take over. Okay.
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 All right.
Okay. Let me get back to what's something's going on here in my. I'm hearing all these whistles and bells, which I don't want to deal with. Okay. So yeah, the main thing is you'll get there, but you don't let him push your buttons because that'll discourage you. Okay.
Did you ever see him getting married, like the last caller?
Is marriage in your future? Yes. Pick out a dress.
Oh, okay.
Pick out a dress. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
got
thank
it?
You.
You're
yes.
welcome. Bye.
Okay.
I don't know why they tell you. I saw a wedding dress. I saw them pick out a dress, something you like. I don't know why I got that for her, but I did. You know, these family members are funny. They want to protect us. When we talk to a soul family, they're really about protecting us and keeping us from doing silly stuff, stuff that's detrimental to our life purpose or our life path or destiny. I don't think I got a really bad energy about that last, not the person, but the partner that she's talking about. But I got a lot of caution there of don't let him run her life, kind of, if she's still around him. Yeah, just don't let him run your life, because he eventually will buckle under. Men sometimes, we can be strange that way. Okay, let me take the 608, then I got a 305, and then I got a 515, and then I got a DG Life Coach. That sounds like an interesting name. I like that one. We'll get there, promise. 608, right? Here we go. Hello.
Hi, George. This is Jill. I'm in Wisconsin now.
Oh, no, another Wisconsin person. Oh, man, you guys ought to all meet up and have a big party.
I know.
What is this about Wisconsin, huh?
I don't know.
You guys have such an interesting state. So what's going on, Jill? We got to get, yeah, we got to move it along here. I got to be
okay, I'm
to the
staying
point
with
here.
This one. I'm staying with this woman, and I'm not sure what's behind it. For example, she'll keep you waiting forever, but you can't keep her waiting.
She's
like
a control
our internet,
freak.
The court. Okay, is that what it is?
She's a control freak.
Okay, because I'm thinking, is it attention? Is it what is it?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
She's a control freak.
Well, I say that, and I mean that. It's at some level, it's about her. It's about her.
Okay.
Okay, it is a control thing. It's about what is good for you, what is good for me is good for me, and what is good for you is good for me. I don't know. Something like that. Whatever. It's kind of a weird deal. She wants to be the one who runs the show. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to fight that tooth and nail. You know that.
Okay.
You're going to not like that. So you're living there is not that long a term. You know that.
Okay.
You got that? But in the new year you need to come up with alternatives.
Okay.
Okay. I think when we talked about this a while back, I said this
yeah.
not a long.
So do you see me like finding a place to relocate in this area?
Yeah, your ancestors are mapping out a spot for you, and it'll come up fairly soon. Okay, they're mapping out a spot for you. So
okay.
you'll get guidance on where to go, but it's not too far away because the idea of moving far away is not too exciting to you.
Yeah, because like the other thing she did, like the cord broke, so we don't have a computer. But then, oh well, it didn't matter. Like we weren't valuable enough for it to matter. It's gonna
right.
get fixed. But what was that energy? I don't understand it. It just kind of throws you off.
Yeah, well, once again, we're back to this. I'll do it, and I do it, and I'm control, and it's about me, and I'm selfish at some level. You got
okay.
that.
Okay.
You understand that.
Okay.
It's about me. I'm not,
okay.
I'm not empathetic to other people and your needs, particularly. If it benefits me to do it, I'll do it. And if it benefits you that I do it, then we'll get it done. Right?
Okay. Okay.
But I'm not going to put you first. Right?
So how do I handle it? What's the best way to handle it?
Move.
Okay.
No, I mean, that was kind of semi-seriously, but that's what Spirit said. You will move eventually. There's not much you can't change her. You can learn
okay.
to live with it and be patient and not let her get under your skin and not let her frustrate you. But, yeah, you can't change her. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you just have to be peaceable. But I know that's tough, so you won't be there that long.
Okay.
Okay?
But we'll be safe when it's doable for I won't be forced and then, like, be, you know what I mean?
Jill, whatever you decide to do, the universe will help you do it.
Okay?
Okay,
that's good to know. Okay.
Okay. But you have to, you can't be wishy-washy in your intention here. You have to set that intention of where you want to, what you want to do next. You can't be wishy-washy and go, oh, one day, yeah, it's okay. Next day, oh, I think I better move. Then the next day, it's, oh, I don't know if I want to move. And then, you know, so be firm in your mind of what you want to do when you put it out there. Okay?
Okay.
Be really firm about what you want to do. Your ancestors will help you. Your soul family will help you move. But you got to be firm about what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Wisconsin. Lots of Wisconsin people. Okay, so we got 305, 515, and then DG, the life coach. Ooh, that sounds exciting. Whatever. Okay. Okay, here we go. 305. Hello.
Hi. This is Maria. How are you?
I'm fine. How is Maria?
Maria's doing good.
I always think of Maria. You know, I always, when you say that, I always think of West Side Story for some reason. Maria and I get all, start singing badly West Side Story tunes, and you don't want to hear it, so it won't go there, okay?
I heard it all through high school. Okay.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. So are you from Brooklyn?
Actually, no, I'm from Miami, Florida.
Well, that's close to Puerto Rico. A lot of Maria's from Puerto Rico, but you're not. But you're not Puerto Rican, are you? Are you Puerto Rican?
Well, no, not really, but I have roots there.
Well, see, I think there was some kind of connection there, didn't I? Okay, that's the psychic part of the whole process. So what's going on here? What's going on with you? What does your great-grandmother want to tell you today? What are you going to ask her?
Well, I know
it is a great-grandmother, you know. So let's go there, okay?
Okay.
Who are you named after? Who are you named after?
I'm named after my mother.
You who?
My mother.
Your mother. Okay, who was your mother named after? Because it feels like it's back there. There's another Maria back there somewhere in history, okay?
Okay.
And it's not a Maria per se, but it's something similar to that. But it has a little different name to it, but it's like that. Okay. So what's going on?
Well, I know from the loss of probability, I'm going to meet somebody and probably get married.
Why?
Because,
you get married?
You know,
what do you want to get married for?
Like, you know, I got like another 30, 40 years to go. I know I will.
Let's do it this way, because, you know, that's a big deal to get married and have a. But first of all, you have to get in love, right? To get married. Normally, you should be in love, unless you're going for money. Are you going for money? No, you're not going for money, per se.
No.
You don't want somebody broke and mooching off you either, though, right?
Exactly.
But so you want to be in love. So you'll be in love soon. That's being aligned for you. Okay? That's being set up for you. You just have to trust that your soul family, your family members, they're going to start pushing a really good man in front of you next year. Okay?
Okay.
We're not going to get too specific, though, because that's really careful about being specific. You'll just know. Yeah, you'll meet somebody. You'll meet really nice gentlemen. You want a gentleman, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I want to get married.
What I mean by gentleman and the energy I get around whoever this is, you know, there are the truck driver types and the construction types and the electrician types and the bookkeeper types. But this guy's more of a gentleman type. Like, he wears a tie and he wears a coat. You know, he's a nice jacket. He's kind of suave in little ways. He's not over the top, but he's a gentleman. That's what I get for you. A gentleman. A real gentleman, you know? Polishes his shoes, you know, does all that stuff, keeps his hair neat, you know, does the grooming stuff. He's not, you know, he's not a rugged outdoorsman, okay? No rugged outdoorsman for you, okay?
No.
Okay? Well, that's what you're getting. It's already being aligned for you. Your family's going to push him in front of you soon. Got it?
Okay.
Next year.
Yes, I got it.
Not for New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, you'll be lonely and depressed, okay? I'm kidding. But yeah, it'll happen soon for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Believe
even
it.
The next year.
Yeah, it's not that far away. But yeah, but hold out. Don't settle for somebody that you don't want, because your family's going to bring you somebody. Okay.
Okay.
Your non-physical family, not your earthly family, but your soul family will bring you something, a nice, nice, bright, shiny guy with a bow on, okay? Okay?
From your mouth to God's ear, yeah.
Yeah, well, God's involved in this too, so don't worry about it. It'll happen.
Okay, awesome.
You take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, I get all that for people, and I hear the family thing, and everybody wants to push. But you got to believe it. You know, you got to buy into it. I mean, and and it's not like just self-fulfilling. Well, it is kind of self. You kind of have to kind of accept that idea that, yes, they're going to bring me somebody. I know my family, my non-physical family, my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, the person I spent many lifetimes with, wants me to be happy, and they're going to bring somebody to my life. So, but the key thing is, and I'm a big law of attraction person, and how I tie this into the law of attraction is – the universe will always give it to you, it's being arranged for it. You have to believe it and allow it, so you have to align with it, be in a vibrational alignment. So 515 is next, and then life coach person. So let me do that. And I don't know about the rest of you people. They've been holding, or you want to talk? Well, let me do these two because they've been on the line for a while. Hello?
Hi, it's Jen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Is it J-E-N?
Yes.
Is that short for something?
Jennifer.
I figured that out. Yeah, I didn't take a psychic to figure that one out, right? So you're more casual than a Jennifer, right?
Most of the time.
Yeah, so what's going on, Jen?
Well, I'm looking for, a certain type of relationship. I was wondering if you see
it's
that
a love day.
Happening.
It's a love day out, isn't it? Wow.
It is.
must be something to do with Christmas, because then you get like, it's not going to be Christmas alone, right? Yeah, that is an emotion that goes around this time of year. I don't want to be alone for Christmas. Kind of late now, I'm sorry. Too bad. Kidding. So you want to know if that's being arranged for you, because we're going to go back to the dead people. Stuff. I'm going to talk to your soul family and see if they're working on something for you, okay?
I'm actually, if it's, there is someone I'm interested in. I'm wondering if that will happen.
Let's see. Okay, let's see who this is. Give me initial or name, first name.
C, Charlie. Or C as in Charlie.
C is in Charlie. Oh, okay. We're going to do the military thing here. C is in Charlie. One Charlie. Okay. I'll give you this because we were talking about Christmas a little bit, right?
Uh-huh.
And the picture I get and the image I get, he has a bow on him. So he is a Christmas present for you. He is a Christmas present for you. Okay? Does that make sense? Do you follow me?
Okay.
Are you with me? Are you
yeah.
like...
Yeah,
do you, know, you know what I mean by that? Yes. The answer is yes. He's your Christmas present. Okay?
Yay.
Now you have to unwrap it. No, I'm kidding. You're not going to totally unwrap it. Well, she wants to unwrap him, but she's going to wait, right?
Good. So,
is there anything you need to do? Let me see if you need to do anything about this. Well, I hate the word patience, but there is a word that comes in. Patience comes in. But I hate the word patience. Don't you hate patience? I don't want to wait.
Yes.
I want it now,
yes.
Right? I want it yesterday. Stop making me patient for this sort of thing. He's a leader. Let him take the lead, okay? Let him take the lead. He's a leader.
Yeah.
You got
okay.
That. Let him take the lead.
Yeah.
But
good.
I do hear this for you. I do get this for you. He's chomping at the bit. Be too coy. Don't be too coy.
Okay.
What do I mean by that?
Hmm.
No, you don't. No, some women play it off. You know, okay, whatever. Maybe I got time. I don't know if I have time. I don't know when I'm going to have time to go out. Maybe I'll have time. But, yeah, don't be too coy. Just, don't jump his bones, but just kind of be available. It'll work, okay?
Good. Thank you.
Put aside time for him. He'll appreciate that.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Got it?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
He's got a bow on him, so be ready to unwrap it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome. I could tell she wants to unwrap that present, doesn't she? She's getting all anxious. I want to unwrap that one. No, I'm not going to get strange about that one. I'm just saying, unwrap means get in a relationship and open up and see what happens and open up that present and see where it goes, right? Yeah, let's just leave it at that. We won't get too weird about that one. So, DG, life coach, you're next. If you're still there, if you still want to talk to me. I decided a while back, well, then we'll get into that right now. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Daniela.
Ah, That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So where are you from?
London, UK.
Ah, okay. I knew it wasn't New York. I mean, that's a joke. That's a bad joke. I've said that. I just, you know, that's old and corny, but that's okay. Or you're not from. Yeah, so what's going on? How is London these days?
Yeah, London's fine. Every
time I hear the word London, I always think of The Clash. London Calling, you know, that sort of stuff from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that, you know. Yes. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, thank you.
You're your actual life coach?
I am.
Good for you. Good. People need coaching because people are lost in a lot of ways.
Very much so. But it's good to coach myself.
And I think it helps you to help other people, doesn't it? It helps you a lot to, because you get to search your own soul for answers, and they go, that works for me too.
Absolutely.
So what's your question?
I'm generally wondering if anyone has a message for me.
Oh, we actually get to go into general messages from the soul family. Do you know what I mean by a soul family?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, it's like all your relatives who have passed, but also people that you spent lifetimes with that aren't in this lifetime that are there watching you going, well, I don't know about her. She's not doing what we want her to do. No. And I'm not sure who this is, and it could be a group thing because you got a mm-hmm. whole group over there watching over you. You know that. You got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Friendly folk. Wow. Mm-hmm. No, they do feel that. Because I get the road, and the road usually is a symbol that you're on the white line of the road. So you're down the middle. You're doing okay. You're right down the middle. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You give too much of yourself, though.
Yeah.
You give too much of yourself. That's kind of the message I'm getting more than anything. You need to take a little more time for yourself. Mm. And it doesn't hurt to be selfish at times. Woo.
No.
It doesn't hurt to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because you loved people too much, dear. Not,
okay.
I mean, not that you can't love people too much, but sometimes you love people so much that you don't love yourself enough.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So they're asking you, when are you going on holiday?
Next year.
Oh, make it sooner. Make it soon. Don't put it, even if it's a short one, make it soon.
Yeah.
And you need to be by the sea, is what I'm hearing.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you need to be by the sea. You need mm-hmm. to have your feet in the water or ripple up against your water and your feet in the sand, and you need to ground yourself, okay,
yeah.
in the earth like that, okay? Either
yeah.
that or you need to take a hike in the hills, okay,
yeah.
and smell the
yeah.
fresh air because you really are refreshed by the earth.
I am.
And you need to spend more time with the earth.
Mm.
All the little plant creatures are calling to you, going, come visit me. Well, see, you should come to, I love your accent. You should come to America and visit us here. You can come to Los Angeles and you can come visit here and we'll show you around.
Oh, thank you.
I love your accent.
Thank
you.
Does anyone have a view on the person that I'm going to marry? Is that because I feel
oh,
that that's
no, here we go again. You want to get married?
Well, I know that I will get married, but I'm just wondering.
Well, of course you'll get married, and you're probably going to get married.
I feel that the person's in my near vicinity spiritually.
Well, you're not going to settle for a jerk, okay?
No.
And you're not going to settle for somebody. Okay. Your soul family. Let me get this message for you exactly
yeah.
how I hear it. Soul family is arranging a person that you will find is your balancing partner. Next
yeah.
year. Your balancing yeah. partner next year.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not too far into the year. I don't sense it too far into the year. I can't get past February, March area at the latest, okay?
Yeah, I feel
so
that too. That's fine.
It's a balancing partner for you because you need somebody who's serious but also a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do.
Because you need somebody to lighten you up. So this balancing partner will lighten you up a little
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll grab you by the hand and say, hey, we're going out now. You were going
yeah.
dancing, and you're not fighting me on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your balancing yeah. partner. It's next year. And he's delightful. He's fun.
Brilliant.
He's really delightful and he's fun. Okay?
Yeah.
So your soul family is getting him ready for you. They're polishing him up like a little rock. Okay, we're going to scrub him up a little bit. Make sure he's all right.
Well, it's nice.
Make sure he doesn't have any rough, really rough, because he's getting rid of the rough edges, because you don't want rough edges.
No, I don't.
Okay, got it?
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because basically exactly what you said is what I've been feeling. And so it's nice to have that confirmation. So thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. And enjoy Christmas.
Oh, thank you. And you. I really appreciate your time. Thank
Father
you.
Christmas is going to come visit you, huh?
Yeah. I hope so.
Do you wear the hats? Do you wear the hats?
No.
For Christmas?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't really.
Because I had some friends from Australia and UK, and I went to a dinner and everybody had their little poppers in their hats, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people do celebrate it, but I don't celebrate that. I'm actually volunteering for Christmas, but it will be good.
Excellent.
But thank you.
Good for you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay, do I have anybody left to talk to? I mean, I got people here, but people have been holding. Now, I don't know if you stayed on the line or you came back. So I'm going to go through these, and you can tell me we talk, because I lose track and I don't have a screener. So it's just me. So I have a 562. Have we talked 562-230? I won't give the whole number because that would be like invasive, right? Okay, 562-230. Have we talked? Yes or no? Come on. Yes, no. Yes or no? And 516. So I'm going to buzz in. You can tell me we've talked. Hello? Hello? I think we've talked because they just kind of put it in weird. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, so let me try this one. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
No, we have not talked.
We have not
talked.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Joy.
Joy. Well, that's a beautiful name. I love that name.
Thank you.
And so what's going on with Joy today?
Yes, I same thing as the other lady. Maybe just what messages are you getting?
But then you got to get around to relationships, right? I'm kidding. I'm just joking. What does your soul family have to say to Joy? Okay, I'm going to give you this. This is kind of a cute message, and I hear this is exactly. Take pleasure in the fact that you are who you say you are, as in Joy. So take pleasure, or take comfort, or something like that. So they're basically saying to you, yeah, you're Joy. I mean, you live that. Okay, you live the name. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Take comfort or take pleasure in the fact that you are Joy. That's who you are. Your name is who you are, okay? And mm-hmm. you bring that to other people. So, add a girl, that's a good thing. What else do I get for you from that? It's like, it's kind of like they're telling you something about getting something in your life in the near future. And I'm not sure exactly. It's not real clear. But, like, there's something coming to you that you've been looking for a while. And it's not necessarily a relationship, because that doesn't feel like a relationship. It feels more about a responsibility that you've been seeking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's how I get it. It's like, this is coming to you soon, and it has something to do with the responsibility that you wanted to take on, but it will be coming to you. And it's like, you don't have to do a lot to get there. It's going to come to you. It's coming to you, like you're not seeking it out. Okay? So are you looking to do something different in your life?
Yes.
Okay. What's going to happen? Okay? It's a sense of responsibility. There is a responsibility element to it, okay?
When you say responsibility, do you mean in terms of, like, changing who I am or changing career or?
Well, it could be career. It's more about career. It's more about stepping up and taking on more responsibility in life, okay? And that could mm-hmm. be a career change. It could be a promotion. It could be something like that, but it's coming to you.
That'd be great.
Like, you want to make a shift, and that responsibility will be given to you. Okay?
That's amazing. Yes. That's
got
great.
It? You understand
yep.
it? I don't understand it, but you must understand it.
I mean,
because
I'm not sure, but I guess I'll find out when it happens.
Well, you'll find out when you find out.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I mean? Because they're going to tell you this is coming to you. Okay, let me slow down here and let me see what else they say to you about this. It feels like it's, I get the word seeking. It's like you've been seeking something, okay? You've been seeking, your soul has been seeking to be able to do something that feels has real value, okay?
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
So that's the responsibility. It's something that you've been seeking to do, and you'll be rewarded for who you are to be able to do this. Okay?
That's amazing. I hope that comes true. That's a good
No, don't use the word. No, we don't use hope here. We use the word yes. I know it will happen because I deserve it. Yes. Absolutely, positively, from the bottom of my heart, I deserve this responsibility and to do this because I'm a valued human being, and I know I'm loved.
Yes.
Got
yes,
it?
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I got it.
Okay. You take care. You'll get it. It's not that far away, though, really. You just got to stay with it and believe. Trust.
I will. Thanks.
Trust it. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's kind of cryptic messages. Cryptic? I don't know what the word is, right? It's like these messages are kind of like, they're not meant for me. And I know that they're not meant for me. And then when I put them out there, I don't know what I'm saying. Sometimes I have no idea what I'm saying. But if it makes sense, right? That's the cool part. If it makes sense to you. Okay, I got a caller. Hey, I'm running out of time. I have a short one. We've spent a perfectly good hour doing this, or 45 minutes. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So what's going on, real quick? It's been a very busy 40
yeah,
minutes.
Sure. You read for me a few weeks back, about 6 weeks back, and you mentioned that I'll be in love by end of November, which I think I am.
Oh, you are. Very good. Yay. So you got wedding bells and all that stuff? What kind of wedding are you going to have?
No, it's much too much far away from that point.
Oh, no, don't ever think it's too far away.
Yeah. So, and it's
going, I don't know about that. Yeah, you fall in love and then you go, oh, oops, now I got to have responsibility. Oh, no. Okay, so what's going on?
Yeah. So are you getting any messages of this progressing from both sides?
Wait a minute. Didn't I just tell you there's wedding bells that you're going to get married? Didn't I just tell you you're going to get married? And that's not saying next month. It's probably a summertime thing. It's probably next summer sometime is what it feels like best. But you will get married. There are wedding bells. Okay? Believe it. Accept it. Are you going to accept this?
Yeah, I will, definitely. I thought you were teasing me when you said wedding bells.
No, I'm not teasing you. That's what I heard for you, okay? I'm not teasing you.
Wow.
You want to be in love. You say you're in love, and you're going to get married, okay? There might be some delays here and there, and it's some things to overcome, but you'll get married, okay? You have found your love. So just believe it, okay? Accept it.
Wow, and it is the person I am with, right?
I just said that. You have found your love. Yes. Now, stick with it, okay?
I have. Thank you. Wonderful to hear.
You're welcome. Take care.
Brilliant. Thanks, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I understand that. I can get that. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes. I'm in love. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, I'm almost out of time here. I will be back tomorrow, and so we have some more fun. Thank you all, and thank you for the little note. Yes. So go to The Messenger. If you want to contribute to the show, you can do that at www.themessenger.com. I have a website which is listed there, and I'm working on it. I have to make some big changes to my website soon. So it's been fun. I like this. I like talking to your soul families and see what they have to say to you. You know, a lot of relationship issues going on right now. I had a great article on relationships. If you join me on Facebook, I posted one yesterday about relationships and marriage. You might find interesting. I don't know if I'll repost it again. So it's been fun. What am I going to say? I love you guys. I really do. I really enjoy talking to all of you. And so have a great weekend. And yeah, have a great weekend. That's all I can say. So good night. London, it's like you're like way early in the morning there. Get some sleep, my friend. Bye.